This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
3 years ago, I told you a story, a true story, but I didn't tell you the whole story. I kept part of it back from you because it was negative. But I'm going to tell you the whole story today. I really am. A number of years ago, I spoke for a week in Santiago, Chile on a mission trip. And every night, I spoke in a different place, different venue, a church, a mission point. And when you have an interpreter and you tell jokes, this is embarrassing. People don't laugh until they hear the interpretation, but sometimes they wouldn't laugh. A lot of times they wouldn't laugh even when they heard it. So that's another story. We won't go there. They didn't laugh either way. But at one church, in fact, it was the last Sunday that I was there. I was preaching and 200, 300, 400 people there. And every time I told a story, a joke, there was a woman who laughed immediately in the back. Dark hair, dark eyes, looked like anybody else from Chile. I thought to myself, she speaks English. Great. She understands. So after the service was over, I was walking with the minister to the back of the auditorium to greet people. And I said, introduce me to this woman who was laughing. And he introduced me to Angela and her husband. And very condescendingly, in my mind, looking back, I looked at her and very slowly I said, you obviously speak English very well. And she looked at me and said, I should, sweetheart, I'm from the Bronx. And I said, what's your story? And some of you will remember this. Angela told me her story. She said, I lived in the Bronx, obviously. She said, I was a New York City Dracula. I took a step back when she told me that. I said, what does that mean? I slept all day. And I roamed all night getting drugs, buying, selling, dealing, taking drugs. She said, I met my husband, met this man from Chile. We fell in love, got married, and there came a point where he said, I want to go to Chile and start another career in my homeland in Santiago. She said, I didn't want to go. I hated the thought of moving to Chile. But I finally capitulated and said, okay, we'll move to Chile. They were having marriage problems in Chile. And they saw an ad in the paper for a marriage seminar hosted by the church where I spoke. The minister, Craig Woolsey, was also a counselor, and he taught this marriage seminar everywhere he went. And so they went to it thinking, we're just going to go to a marriage seminar. And they found Christ. And here's what Angela said. I will never forget this as long as I live. I told you this part of the story before. She said, I came to Chile expecting to find the worst of the worst. Instead, I found the best of the best. I found Christ. And that's where I stopped. I didn't tell you the rest of the story because there's a bad side to this story, a downside. 3 or 4 years later, I run into Craig, the minister and the missionary there. I said, hey, how are Angela and her husband doing? And he said, oh, Randy, I got bad news about that. They came back to the United States after 5, 6, 7 years in Chile. And somehow in the process of coming into the country, it may have been at the passport process, somehow they found there was an outstanding warrant on Angela for a drug charge from way back when, the pre-Christian days. And Angela was arrested. She went to trial. She was sent to prison. So I said to Craig, well, I bet she's having a rough time. It probably really dealt a blow to her faith. And is she still a believer? You know, and just asking those kinds of questions. And he said, Randy, with a smile, he said, every week she leads a Bible study for the other prisoners. Every day she's witnessing to the other women in this women's prison in New York, telling them about their need for the gospel. Every day she's ministering to people. And I thought of this verse in chapter 2, verse 9. Even though I'm in chains, Paul said, the word of God is not chained. And the word of God had power in a prison in New York City, but the word of God is not chained.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.